This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I couldn't tell. I think Courtney was digging the old goatee look.
You rocking a goatee in there?
You think she was digging it, huh? What gave you that thought? What really set that off?
You are. Tyler just hurts my feelings, man.
He didn't even notice.
Man, he did.
You didn't notice the fade, the clean shave? Man. You're a little frazzled today.
I'm not trying to be rude or
you
hurt your
me,
feelings.
Man.
I just hadn't noticed.
He's on the backside of a steak night, man. He's just the awareness isn't peak right
he
now.
He said you're rocking a goatee in there.
I've been staring at screens since I've been here, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're in the same room with him for an hour, Tyler.
Staring at screens.
You gotta be ashamed.
Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, clean shave, fade, goatee.
You look good, okay? I'm sorry. My bad.
She said, "All you."
Why you leave that one gray in your mustache
listen,
right below
I'm,
your nose?
I'm,
right there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, man. I'm just letting it go.
I mean, cut it. I'm not saying you dye it.
Is it bad? Is it one piece? It's just right here.
I just need to pull it. It's right here. Right underneath that right nostril. Look at him, YouTube. Look at him right there with that one piece of hair hanging out.
Really?
Oh, shiner.
That's all right, man. But no, she still came in, took the boys to get their haircut. She said, "Oh, your haircuts look good. Yours too, Ron." Went in, I said, "Yeah. You see, it is kind of getting a little skinny right there."
You see, a little 20 pounds starting to show in the face.
And then our good friend from promotions, Osita, I didn't know how to take this compliment, but he said, "You look like a... fat version of Will Smith in Bad Boys, the first one, Bad Boys."
So like when his face gets swollen up in Hitch?
No. Well, I guess maybe. But the way he described it, he said you look like a fat Mike Lowry from the first Bad Boys. And
you look like a fat Michael Lowry.
But the way Tyler brought it is, so when Hitch gets, when Will gets it, did he have a goatee in Hitch? When Will gets that allergic reaction and it's swollen.
Tyler, when you look at Ron, would you go Will Smith or Martin Lawrence?
Maybe a fat Lord Matt.
You're more handsome than Martin.
It's more. Yeah,
well, no,
it's,
I agree. You're more. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, Jim, like, who do you think he favors? I think I'd go Martin.
Nah, I'm going Fresh Prince.
I mean, you are a more handsome man than Martin Lawrence.
I don't think. I don't know.
My recall with Mike Lowry is I had to go back.
Let me see.
That was one of my favorite movies.
But is that my boy Ron?
The scene right there,
he's in a fat first. And I had a chain on it too.
You definitely got the goatee rocking. You're right. You are right.
I can't rock a goatee.
When
man.
He said,
it does not look right on my face.
When he said the fat version, I said, how am I supposed to take that, man?
I like Will. Will's good looking, but damn.
Like Mike Lowry was a cool ass too, but the fat version. The fat version. Pow Pow said definitely Martin Clint is right. I don't know that I agree with.
Maybe it's the glasses. Did Martin wear glasses in something recently? I say recently. As recently as he's been on TV?
Yeah. I don't think he had on glasses when he smacked the hell out of Chris Rock. That's
no,
that's
Martin. That's about, no, not oh, Will, Martin.
Martin. Yeah, I think he has been rocking some glasses.
I think I'd go when you look
Martin,
at me,
I believe Martin goes non-prescription glasses.
When you look at me, I would say a slightly more handsome Martin.
Is this what you're seeing?
Well, you're it's like I said, younger and more handsome. But yeah, that's what I'm looking at right there.
My face is a little fatter, like Martin's is right now.
I mean, well, Martin's got skinny fat going on. You're a bigger dude that's lost a little weight, so you lost it in your face. He's going the opposite direction of you. How many chins he got right there in that picture you showed me? Damn,
he's got
son.
Bad angle.
He got several wrinkles on that old neck.
Text line show you look like a husky Cole from Martin.
Cole from Martin. I don't know which one's Cole from Martin.
I'll give
he's
you
talking
Cole.
About the show Martin, right?
Yeah, he's
not
talking
Martin
about this
Lawrence.
Cole. Yeah, Cole. Yeah. What is his real name?
I mean, I'm sure Cole from Martin will get it done.
Yeah, he will. Especially the current one. Yeah, I don't know. I did have a hairstyle like that there for a second. Yeah,
I ain't no Cole from Martin, man.
Not even a husky.
Not even a husky.
Not even a husky. But no, I ran with the old goatee look. Or to shave it down, man. It felt real good.
Maybe you think Courtney was trying to tell you something? That smooth face?
I don't know. Maybe just grow the rest of it off and see what she does there.
I mean,
she's never.
I don't know if she enjoys the smooth face or not. I don't know. I don't know how she.
Text line come through. I would go show as maybe Urkel growing up. Well, I just think you're just probably someone who thinks black people look alike. Jesus. There's just nothing.
And I knew that.
There is nothing about me that says Jaleel White. Or that's either
must
Urkel
be
or something.
One pull for up. And
I'm
going to
tell you, sir, I don't think
down.
I don't think you, Clint, and Tyler all look like Larry the Cable Guy. Because all white folks don't look alike.
That'd be bad right there.
All right. The offensive line today, and Titus Howard, he spoke to the media. And talked about, from the O-line perspective, the difference of the scheme from last year to this year. Here's, I guess, the leader of the O-line right now, Titus Howard.
The scheme is a lot more simple. I was in this scheme a little bit when I first came into the league. But it's really just, I think the biggest thing with Nick and Cole is the mindset. Like, you know, our mindset last year wasn't like it is this year. Like, our mindset now is we got to get downhill. We got to get on guys early and move them. And that's something that we struggle with on the offensive line of the pass, is getting the run game going. Because you get the run game going, the pass game going to get going. You know, so we got to be able to establish that run early. And they just been attacking the details of the run game and getting double teams a lot. We're going to be doing a lot of double teams. So we're just working on those fundamentals every day and trying to get better.
All right. Before we kind of get into what we saw today from the offensive line, your thoughts on what he said there, talking about this, the mindset and everything has changed. Let's get downhill. Let's get downhill. And everything from their approach has changed from last year. Your thoughts on what he had to say?
Well, my thoughts initially is borderline pissed off because I asked, well, what was the mentality in that room last year? I mean, good gosh. I mean, which doesn't surprise me based on what I watched.
I mean, Cole must have been in there just losing.
Pulling his hair out, talking about what are we doing here. But put that aside, again, getting out of the rearview mirror, if you will, and really looking into what Titus actually said. I love what he said. I love it. Look, double teams were terrible last year. No doubt about it. I mean, it was comical how bad they were at double teams. If you put 200-300-plus pound human beings together against one person, you should be able to move them, even if you don't pay any attention to the linebacker level or whoever you're coming off to. Move this one human being, and the Texans struggled with that for 17 games last year. And so that in particular, I love what I'm hearing. The mentality that it appears that Cole Popovich is instilling in these guys, I love what I'm hearing. And I'll be honest with you, Ron. I know this is kind of where we're going with it, but I've been a little critical of Titus Howard, and I think rightfully so.
Critical in which way?
Well, the departure of Laremy Tunsil time, the conversations around, okay, well, who the hell is going to take over the room and who's going to set the tone kind of deal. I'll be honest, and I've all but said it. Maybe I have said it. I've dismissed Tytus Howard. Like, I'm just, Tytus Howard is a guy that's going to do what he's asked to do, and that's about it. Holding other people accountable and setting the standard and all that. I just never, it never struck me as Tytus Howard being that guy. And I'm not going to sit here today and tell you that I think Tytus Howard is the alpha that's going to go down there and put his foot on folks' neck and change. But I think if you got Cole Popovich, who's got a standard set and is willing to hold guys accountable, I think Tytus can be the veteran that goes out there every day and is coachable and applies, you know, what he's being coached. And I don't mean just techniques. I mean approach to offensive football. I think Tytus could be a for lack of better terms, a leader, a tone setter from that perspective. I think Cole Popovich is the one that's going to have to be the guy that puts his foot down, the guy that calls people out. But in terms of just setting the standard and being the example, I think Tytus could be that guy. Yeah, and I don't think I've given him credit for that. I think he can be that guy.
Yeah, you've looked at other guys like maybe what Cam Robinson, some other
guys.
I've just
wondered where it was going to come from.
Yeah.
But you remove Laramie Tunsil. We've talked about how that may have removed a little bit of a roadblock for C.J. Stroud to become the leader that he's capable of being and that the team needs. Hell, it may have also removed a roadblock for Tytus Howard to become somewhat of a leader, if you will. Maybe not the alpha in the room. Again, that's gonna Trent Williams, folks. But
maybe if
but
pressure on him to say,
give him a chance.
I'm the one here. I've been here the longest.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
Because really, there's Cam Robinson's there, but there's nobody that's coming in that has more, especially here, experience. Right? He's been through Bill O'Brien. He's been in the playoffs. He's been.
Yep.
So yeah, maybe this created ownership for him to take over. I know you want to move forward. I just would like a little detail here on what he means in particular on, and I'm not kidding, like on double teams from last year. I mean, mind you, the current offensive line coach was in the room. Now, I know there's this deal of, oh, well, he wasn't a head guy,
right,
but I'll be damned, guys. Like, I mean, come on, no. I mean, like, he didn't just all of a sudden suppress being an aggressive, like, person. Yeah. I mean, he had to be, like, were they coaching position, like, double team blocking? Were they, what was the mentality within, you know, them that's changed? Was it pushed that way by Strausser or, I guess, Bobby? Like, I just want some more detail on What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand what he's saying. Was it positional blocking?
Yeah.
Was it just the concept was just get yourself in the way of somebody?
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Ready? Because, I mean, I know he said copy and paste yesterday about the offense. Like, what he's describing of only thing I could say is there was a lack of intensity or lack of physicality, a lack of going downhill.
Yeah.
That's not where Bobby and them came from. Like, they didn't come from a place where it was finesse blocking.
Yeah.
Like, they came from downhill.
Well, it sounds like, after listening to all of Titus Howard, it sounds like what was going on last year was, it's less about what was going on the front end and more about the sense of urgency and the holding accountable when it didn't go right, when things didn't work out and guys didn't accomplish what they were told to do or didn't execute techniques and blocking schemes and things of that nature. It was almost like it was swept under the rug. Let's just move on to the next. Whereas Cole Popovich, it seems like, is holding guys accountable and demanding they be better. They make corrections. They actually perfect the techniques and things. Where it seems like Chris Strauser was probably a little lenient in that regard. Which again, I'm not blaming everything on Laremy Tunsil. I'm simply explaining the dynamic in that room was a powerful dynamic when it comes to, could the offensive line coach hold guys accountable the way he needed to be if he didn't feel like he could with the highest paid guy in the room? I don't know, but that is a dynamic in that room, and that dynamic changing could be a big part of what we're hearing about right now from Cole.
Yeah.
Or from Titus Howard.
Now, as I will say, reports, we've already talked about Hell on Wheels, Will Anderson, and how he approached things. But it is day two, and I clearly want to make it clear they weren't wearing pads. And the intensity level is not at 100% for most of them out there. It's not at 100%. But from today's session, where they had team, for what it's worth, it did seem like there were some struggles at the offensive line position. As you talked about, there were some points that the O-line was getting caved in, lots of pressures, stuffed on runs out there. And as you said, Juice Scruggs earlier got his ass whooped.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire With Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Em Agreed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.